Hillsborough County Commissioners took their first concrete steps today towards getting a possible sales tax referendum on the 2010 ballot that would help pay for a mass transit system. The board approved a motion to have their county attorney and staff work with a task force to come up with draft language for the proposed referendum, but not before one commissioner said he didn't think the measure would pass anyhow. Lucia Garces is with the Administrative Planning and Infrastructure Department. She said the county's transportation task force is ready to provide guidelines to commissioners on how to go forward with the referendum plan.
A package of projects is what we envision, with some funding options and recommendations. In advance of that, we will have scenarios and options that we will be considering. We'll have results of a public input process, which we are still shaping. And this public input process, just as note, is one that will be done jointly with TBARTA, HART, MPO, the county staff, and the city. So we are looking to see how to go out there to kind of provide a framework and garner the best input from the community.
Commissioner Mark Sharp has been one of the strongest supporters of bringing light rail to the Bay Area. He said he was excited about the possibilities of what a multimodal transit system could do for citizens living in the retirement community of Sun City, where he said he told them on a recent visit that they'll be able to go from their golf cart straight to major hospitals.
If we start linking our healthcare centers with where we live and we link it to our airports and others, we can become the number one destination, I believe, in the region for medical treatments. Medical tourism is actually a term that's being used, and I think that it applies here. We can create jobs. We can actually perhaps turn this budget mess we've got around. And so I think this is very important.
But Commissioner Jim Norman seized upon Sharp's comment about rail going to Sun City, saying that was news to him. He also said that in the places he's gone to talk about the plan, he's heard nothing but criticism of the idea.
Maybe we're in different circles, but I talk around everywhere and I walk door to door every week. I ask raise hands and whatever. I don't see an overwhelming vote for a penny. I don't even say anything about it. I say raise your hand, what's your thought, whatever. And I get back, it's the toughest time, the economic toughest time we've ever been in. Are we out of our mind for a penny right now? I mean, that's what I'm hearing when I'm walking door to door and I'm talking to people
and
whatever.
And Norman asked if there was a backup plan in place if the ballot measure failed at the polls.
Because the reality check is there's a good chance it's going to fail. And I just don't want to drop transportation and say, okay, we tried. We asked for $200 million per year. It didn't work. Now we don't have any more plans.
Commissioner Kevin White said the commission should let people decide on whether they want to back a proposal for alternative forms of transportation.
And if it's light rail, if it's increasing bus routes, if it's increasing carpooling or express buses or whatever the case may be, I think all the alternatives should be put out on the table and let the people decide what it is that they want, because we never seem to catch up with our roads. As soon as we end up doing an addition to one part of an interchange, our interstate system, we find out that, you know, our population growth or the demand has increased once again. And so here we go with that revolving door cycle, and we start building roads all over again, planning for new roads.
Commissioner Al Higginbotham sounded concerned about the county's sales tax growing higher and suggested that the community investment tax be a potential other resource to pay for something that he says is needed.
I make the same rounds as the citizens are concerned about a tax increase, and that it's not a penny, that it's, I heard a different percentage this morning, but it's 13% is what I've calculated. And can we bear that right now? But can we also bear not to do it? But Hillsborough would face the issue of having the highest sales tax, I believe, in the county at that point. And maybe the thing to do is explore extending our CIT. I think that's maybe extending the penny tax beyond what the expiration date is. That might be a way to look at that.
Commissioner Kevin Beckner said that the concerns expressed by his colleagues is all the more reason why there needs to be a thorough education of the electorate on the virtues of light rail.
You know, I have one saying is that if you always do what you've always done, you will always get what you've always gotten. And we can no longer afford to have what we've got today. We have to plan for the future, and we have to continue moving forward.
But Commissioner Norman said he feared that county taxpayers' interests were being forgotten in the debate.
Somebody's going to be paying these for these bailouts in the future, that Congress is printing money today. You're going to have tremendous interest rates. You're going to have tremendous inflation rates. And we, if the state legislature passes their penny, we pass our penny, we're looking at 9%. Holy cow, folks. I mean, I know that that sounds really, that's, you know, that's sacrilegious in the conversation that we're having. But let me tell you something. At 8%, I know that Commissioner Higginbottom was saying it is the highest in the state then.